Jerry Bader Show, 1026. A friend emailed, the transition is complete. Harry Reid has acted like a cartoon character all these years. Now he's become one. That's exactly right. If you missed it, that's a reference to the last segment. Well, this takes stones. This takes considerable stones. A Democrat in Wisconsin, State Representative Josh Zepnik, Milwaukee Democrat, has an editorial in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel that posted yesterday that asks the Reagan-esque question, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago in Wisconsin? So he wants to go there, huh? So all politics is local, and the question each Wisconsin voter should ask themselves is, am I better off now than I was 4 years ago? For most of us, that answer is flatly no. While the Walker administration will trot out jobs figures or budget numbers that try to sell a phony deficit-cutting agenda, there's nothing phony about it, the reality is too many in Wisconsin are still nervous about the value of their 401ks or their home equity. Property taxes were capped by the Republicans, but that leaves out an important Madison knows best smoke and mirrors trick. Flat or declining state aid for schools, cities, and transportation funding leaves property taxpayers with a debt to pay in the future. No, not if those spending is reined in. When you combine fixed levy limits with cuts in state aid, you get long-term. Okay, so here's what he's asked. Okay, he's not answering the question he asked. He asked, are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? What's his answer? The future's going to suck. That's his answer. Because the answer to his own question is yes. Most Wisconsinites are better off than they were 4 years ago. Well, they're going to trot out those meaningless jobs figures. See, that's gnawing at them. Because they want to pin the $250,000 figure to his butt. But the reality is, the economy is improving, and we are growing jobs. But if you ask most Wisconsinites, and that's a survey question someone should ask, now, who's not better off? And this is an honest answer. Who's not better off? Most public employees. Most public employees are not better off. Their budgets tightened because they had to pay more for health and retirement benefits. It's true. There's no disputing that. Public employees are not better off. Why do you suppose he didn't mention that? Why do you suppose a liberal Democrat trying to make the case against Governor Walker didn't mention that? Because he knows the tool by which that happened is popular with the majority of Wisconsinites. He knows a majority of Wisconsinites support Act 10. So he tells you to look, are you better off than you were 4 years ago? And then comments on the future and not today. That takes real stones and not a lot of brains. Don't go anywhere before 11 o'clock. What I think could be the best Republican for Senate ad ever. And I'll explain why. It's 10:30.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybadershow.com.